I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, we've spent a bunch of time talking about the Commanders and the Cardinals. We obviously opened up the show with the Thursday night rewind, Giants and Cowboys. The rest of the NFL slate should be an interesting one, including one that I thought would be a pretty good matchup, kind of, between two decent defenses, if not good defenses, and two mystifying offenses, Cleveland and the Vegas Raiders. Out in Las Vegas, I'm sure there'll be a ton of Browns fans there. But what's interesting about this one, if you pick the Raiders, you might want to investigate a secondary option, because Davante Adams, with a hamstring injury yesterday in practice, he's been ruled out by Antonio Pierce. And what's worse, Max Crosby, who had a high ankle sprain, suffered in week two, will also be out for the Las Vegas Raiders. So no Davante Adams, no Max Crosby. The Raiders are also without starting linebacker Devon Diablo, who played at Virginia Tech. Their starting right tackle, and also tight end Michael Mayer, not the producer for the Junkies. That's a personal reason. I have no idea what's going on with that. So, the Raiders are going to be really shorthanded. And that's after getting carved up by Andy Dalton last week. Yuck. I mean, you'd have, right? Even with as, I mean, Deshaun Watson wasn't terrible last week. He was sacked seven times. But even with that, even though it's in Vegas, got to go with the Brownies, right? Got to go with the Brownies. Matt, what did the coin flip tell you about that game? Do you know? Do you have that? I'm trying to think if I pick. I think I picked the Browns to win that game originally in our show picks. I think. I'm trying to.
No, you picked Vegas for that.
Did I really?
I have the coin picked the Browns.
Oh, the coin is smart, Matt. You must have found a smart coin. You know who also picked the Raiders?
One Doc Walker.
I picked the Las Vegas Raiders to beat the Cleveland Browns, probably because, you know, I don't trust their offensive line. Cleveland is in shambles, too. I don't trust Deshaun Watson. I might have to revise that pick.
No revisions.
Oh, that's not fair. Wait, so if we don't turn in whatever picks we turn in before the Thursday night game?
Those are final.
Those are final. So if, like, you haven't turned in your picks by that point,
then you have no games on the slate, and wow, you'd be 0-16.
Wow, that's going to suck if somebody actually did that.
That'd be real bad if someone did that.
Wow. Boy.
That's decision by committee, by the way. That isn't my decision. That's committee decision.
Speaking of committees, we got a lot of committees on this show. Okay. On a serious note, Tropical Depression Helene, I guess it was upgraded, you know, to a Category 4 storm at some point yesterday, has caused Appalachian State to cancel its home game tomorrow against Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. I just drove through Liberty University the other day on my way back from Blacksburg. So the two teams, you know, because of the impact, obviously, up and down through Georgia, North Carolina, what have you, the game will not be rescheduled. So says the school, but Liberty is looking to add another game to replace the game against App State. I wonder why they can't figure out a way to replay that game at a different point. I don't know. I don't know. But obviously, weather affecting a lot of stuff up and down the Eastern Seaboard and all of that. So just, you know, sending our best to everybody down in the Florida area, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, everywhere in between. And, you know, I don't know what effect it's going to have on us up here, but clearly you hope everybody is going to be all right. All right. I wanted to get to this. While the Nationals play out the string against the Philadelphia Phillies this weekend, and don't forget, Sunday's game is at 3:05, and you can support Best Buddies of Virginia and Washington, D.C. by buying a special ticket to the Nats-Phillies game Sunday afternoon. You can get all the information on my Facebook, and as well, I think I put it on my Instagram, maybe on Twitter, I can't remember, but I will pump it out another time or two. But you have to buy a special ticket in order for Best Buddies to get get some money from the ticket sales because the Nationals are doing a nice thing. So you have a couple of baseball things here, right? But what was interesting was late last night I was bumping around and Bob Nightingale of USA Today, and he may still be an Odyssey Baseball Insider, I'm not sure. He was like parading around as if the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals had clinched playoff spots. He's like, you know, it's a foregone conclusion. I forget exactly how we said it. And man alive, did people go after old Bobby Nightingale. Oh, were they brutal. Now, he was wrong. They haven't clinched a spot. Both have magic numbers of one. Both have, the way I understand it, is both either have to win a game and Minnesota has to sweep their weekend series. Minnesota once had a lock on a playoff spot, and they have faltered, and they are 82-77. They have a 3.2% playoff chance, whereas Detroit has a 99.3% chance and a 97.5% chance for Kansas City, who's down in Atlanta. And we'll see about the weather and all that after the sweep over Washington. But boy, oh boy, man alive, were people just hammering old Bobby Nightingale. People, I would just say this. Listen, I know mistakes are annoying. I get it. Can we please stop being a bunch of asswipes on Twitter? Can we please just allow people to make mistakes? I get it. It's annoying. You don't have to scream at anybody. You don't have to be so obnoxious and so rude. And quite honestly, I know where you're getting it from. I won't say where you're getting it from, but I know where you're getting it from. And this is a problem, a major problem in our society, whether you want to admit it or not. This society of ours, sports-wise, Twitter-wise, social media-wise, driving-wise, the way we treat people-wise has gone to hell in a handbasket over the last 10-ish years. I know where you're getting it from. I know where you're getting it from. I can't say it on the radio, but I know where you're getting it from. Stop treating people like crap. The guy made a mistake. Kansas City and Detroit are going to clinch a playoff spot, barring the unexpected. Both, again, have magic numbers of one. And Minnesota would also have to sweep their opponent this weekend. So, that's a little AL Central talk. The Yankees clinching the division. By the way, their opponent is the Baltimore Orioles, who clinched a playoff spot the other night. In New York, Yankees clinched the AL East last night. So the baseball playoffs taking shape and taking form while the Nationals play out the string this weekend against the Philadelphia Phillies. And that is how we do it.
Clean up in aisle three.